We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmiths from 8 to 9 on Saturday mornings.
Glad to be here.
Going to talk about rifles this segment, which is brought to you by our friends at Tri-County Roofing.
It is. Tri-County Roofing is a roofing company that I trust, I know, I've worked with for years, and they have a wonderful history of serving mid-Michigan very, very well. Now, they're based out of Flushing, but they cover, I mean, I know they've done jobs in, like, Saline, they've done jobs in Tecumseh, they've done jobs in Grand Rapids. They do jobs all over the place. Port Huron, all the way up to the top of the thumb, Bad Axe and all that. They work all over the place.
They specialize
in those big, they do a lot of schools, churches, shopping centers, and they do the whole thing, and they do it right. So you can count on Tri-County Roofing for all your roofing needs, whether it's residential or commercial. 810-732-7740. If you call them today, you're going to leave them a message under voicemail. They'll get back with you Monday, and they'll take care of you. I've been in her office twice this past week, so we've had some chewing of the fat, so to speak. We've been having to talk some things out, but yeah. Mary got him a really cool – my wife got him a really cool – On my living room wall, I've got a picture of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
And it looks authentic. It's sealed in plastic. It's really cool looking. And he always admires it. And finally, he told Mary, he says, can I get one of those for my office? And I delivered them. But he got that. And then he got another picture of another one of those done Gettysburg Address. And they just asked me for the Ten Commandments. I'm like, wow, you're going biblical on us now. So that's good. But he's a good Christian man, and he does good work, and you can count on him. You can always link to him right from our website, which is thegss.com. But you can, and you can, that'll get you right on there. You click on his, and you'll go right to his pictures on his website and see some of the beautiful jobs he's done and some of the awards he's won as well. He is an award-winning roofer. So now... And Tim is a bolt-action rifle hunter, too. So now automatic, semi-automatic rifles are all the rage. Everybody's talking about AR-15s all the time. But bolt-action rifles are still the king of the hill for hunting rifles. Okay? Now, here in the USA, and pretty much Europe as well, believe it or not, the number one rifle in America for hunting is, according to the statistics, is the Remington 700. Now, it's been around since 1964. I'm partial to that year. But not without its doubters, okay? And I mean that because years ago it came out that sometimes the triggers went off on their own. And it had to do with oil buildup. There's all kinds of little... little ways and influences they say it caused these problems. There was a recall. They had some of their parts changed out, but I still know people that have the guns in the original form. They don't have any problems. So I don't know what to think about all the recalls. I don't know if it was the anti-gunners really pushing it or if it was, I don't know if there was politics involved, is what I'm trying to get at. So still a great gun. And being it was the number one selling gun, they attacked it. And it did work. It gave them a bad reputation. They are still beautiful guns. The Remington 700s are outstanding looking. I was looking at a couple on the website last night for Williams used, and they're just like, wow. They're just Americana at their best. They don't have that fancy European look to them or anything, or they're not all modified and slick back. And Remington's gone through its growing pains from having the number one rifle in America to going bankrupt recently. It tells you that the negative criticisms have come a long way. So, but there's over 5 million of those Remington 700s in circulation here in America. So it is the most popular. The second most popular is the Winchester Model 70. Now, the Winchester Model 70 is a very similar gun. Same style, but Winchester's ambiances. It has what they call controlled feed, and it's very reliable, and it makes people very content. They work really, really well. There is a feel and a fit to a Winchester that is different from the Remingtons. I like them both. I do like the Winchester better, But I grew up in a Winchester house. So that's the difference. I collect Winchesters. I don't collect Remingtons. But they are a very close second to the Remington Model 700. And the third most popular bolt-action rifle in America is, it's actually called the American Rifle by Ruger. Now, whether it's Gen 1 or Gen 2, they're affordable, reliable, accurate. I've got a couple of these. I love them. And I don't know if you can beat them dollar to dollar. I don't know if you can beat the pros, totally outweighing the cons of a Ruger American Rifle. The new ones, these new Gen 2s, man, fluted barrels, beautiful stocks, color choices, greens and grays and blacks, and you can still get wood stocks for them, I believe. Just tremendous guns and real bargains. Now, the Remingtons are barely made anymore. They are still some made, but not anything like they used to be. And the Winchesters are now made in Turkey, except for some of the real high-end ones I think they're still making here, but they're only like the super grades. So things have changed. Marlin and, well, not Marlin, Ruger, which now owns Marlin, it also owns a lot of other companies, has done a tremendous job of taking market share away from those other companies. But Ruger is America's gun maker now, and they are kicking butt and taking names. So hats off to them. Now, the most popular caliber depends on where you hunt, where you live, what state you're in, the number one caliber for a bolt action rifle in America right now is still the 270. The 6.5 Creedmoor is close because of its popularity, and everybody thinks it's the second coming in rifles, but the 308 Winchester and the 30-06 are still right there with it. They are all in such a close group. It fluctuates like the stock market. It goes up and down a little bit, but they all stay very close. Here in southern Michigan, it's a little bit different because here we look for what we can deer hunt with down here, and we're talking 450 Bushmasters, 400 Legends, 350 Legends, and those guns are all very, very popular in bolt action rifles, and they're all top contenders. So this recent popularity, I'm going to say recent, in the past 10 years, the 6.5 Creedmoor has come on so strong. Now they've got a whole Creedmoor line underneath it. Just like with the ARC rifles, the 6mm ARCs and the 338 ARCs, they all have specialties. They all have little niches that they're trying to fill in the rifle business, and they all have different uses. Some are designed to be suppressed. Some are designed to be long-range coyote varmint guns, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But there is... you know, I'm kind of an old school guy. I still love my 300 Win Mags, my 30-06s. There's virtually nothing you can't do with a 30-06. 308s, 270s. For northern Michigan, when I go up north, I either take a 444 Marlin or a 30-06 or a 300 Winchester Mag. And I go up there and I hunt. And I love it. And the bigger guns are a little harder for me to shoot now, but... And if I feel like it, I'll grab a 35 or a 30-30 and go up there and do my hunting. But I tend to hunt fairly close. I don't want to be shooting at a deer 500 yards away when I'm 260 miles from home. So, and a lot of times I'm hunting by myself. So I try to hunt with a gun that's going to do what it needs to do at the range I'm effective at. So the 444 Marlin works for me. The 35 works for me. The 30-30 works for me. And the 30-06 always works no matter where you shoot, whether it's 400 yards or 110 yards. And don't forget about the 7mm Magnums and the 35 Whalens. And both of those calibers are tremendously popular here in Michigan as well. All exceptional in their own way, and very efficient when used properly. And efficient at doing what they're asked to do, which is take down the game in an effective manner so that your freezer is filled. Okay. Now it's spring though. And, I want to start talking about varmint hunting guns, and we got a lot of them to talk about. How much time we got, Dano? Have we got much time? Are we out of time or do we have time?
We've got a minute.
Do we have a minute? Okay, good. All right. So when it comes to these different deer hunting guns, I never watch the clock. I just talk my head off in here, and Dan watches the clock for me. So when you're talking about deer hunting guns, the bolt actions are tremendously popular. They're accurate. They're easy to use. The semi-automatics, they open up another avenue to failure. Every semi-automatic is almost prone to failure. They will jam.
Because they feed and you've got to.
Yeah, it's a mechanical changing of the chamber.
Whereas the bolt, you're controlling it.
Yeah, yeah. You're controlling everything about it. And that's why bolt actions are so popular. Because when you pull the trigger, they usually work unless you have a failure of a primer or a shell that doesn't fire. But the way these guns
you
are built
now. You can hear
now,
and feel it, that it's that
you
the,
know it's
locked in the chamber.
In, yep, yeah. And you get that feeling. And, you know, it's easy to open your bolt up and look, make sure there's a shell in the chamber. With a semi-automatic, it's a little harder. You got to pull it back, and then when you go to put it forward to make sure there's a shell in the chamber. You know, because a lot of us go deer hunting. We go out in the woods. It's dark.
Yeah.
And you got to use your flashlight to make sure there's a shell in the chamber and all that stuff.
Yep.
And check your bore to make sure there's nothing in your bore. So these are things, there's a reason why bolt actions are so popular. And I still love my bolts. I got several. I deer hunt primarily with a 450 Bushmaster now in an AR platform. Mm. The kick is mild. The loads I build for it are just what I need to do. But when I need to go big time hunting, I take my bolt actions. So we're going to talk about varmint hunting though in a little bit here. We're going to talk about the different ammo, the different guns we're going to use, and the rest of the show is pretty much devoted to it. So hang on tight.
Varmint hunting. More coming up next. Getting them yotes.
Rascally coyotes. That's right.
More of the Gunsmith Show when we return here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.